The 103rd birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah constitutes a significant add-on to the life of the man who is regarded as the foundation of the nation's existence. The celebration of his birthday, which is christened Founders Day and set as a national holiday in the country, is in recognition of his significant contribution to the development of Ghana in particular and the rest of Africa. In this feature, Ibrahim Kwating analyzes the significance of celebrating the birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
We meet here today, not as Ghanaians, Guineans, Egyptians, Algerians, Moroccans, Malians, Liberians, Congolese, or Nigerians, but as Africans. Africans united in our resolve to remain here until we have agreed on the basic principles of a new compact of unity among ourselves, which guarantees for us and our future a new arrangement for continental government.
Lying in his grave at 103 years old today, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah may not have had the strength and the passion to appreciate the numerous accolades being heaped on him on a daily basis if nature were to cause his return to earth. He was touted as the Messiah of Ghana at the peak of his presidency, but later on despised with a vicious wave of the left hand by many of those who pushed for his immortality into the Hall of Fame in those days. But this paradox is appreciated as a fact of life in the larger context of human existence. After all, light and darkness, like the two wheels of a wagon, have a role to play in pushing the wheels of evolution forward. But it is the unprecedented admiration for the man's vision so many years after his death that seems to have set the benchmark for effective and development-oriented leadership of the continent. As the country celebrates his 103rd birthday, his virtues, like a trumpet against the deep damnation of what he stood for, overshadows all traces of negativity associated with him. Mahama Ayariga is the flag bearer of the People's National Convention, an offshoot of Dr. Nkrumah's Convention People's Party CPP.
Ghanaians are aware in history that achievement of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah cannot be measured to any other founder in this world. We believe that he has fought for the independence of Ghana. He has laid down foundation for the development of Ghana. Many years. The Akosombo Dam, you can talk about the Tema Harbor, you can talk about the Tema Motorway, industries such as GIHOC and others, which were producing things like televisions, radios, refrigerators, munchies, etc., which are now being imported. And I know that this was a man with vision. This man left a legacy that today politicians and leaders are building on his foundation and legacy. This is the kind of founder we are looking for in this country. He was a founder who gave Ghanaians and African dignity, personality, confidence that we can manage our own business. It's the independence of Ghana. For the independence of Ghana, he deepened the democracy in Africa and the world. He maintained peace and made many African countries to gain independence. He helped in the struggle for OAU. He helped in the struggle to bring a united Africa. I think if we want to talk about the great achievements of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, we will not finish today. But what I know is that youth and young leaders coming up, he has left a legacy that all of us can look up to and build and maintain peace in this country. He's given us peace. After 55 years of independence, Ghana had not gone to war against anybody. And this is something which no country can boast of apart from Ghana. And not only his vision of industrializing Ghana, but his vision of industrializing Africa.
That was a feature on the importance of celebrating the birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.